from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. You can also find the show on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. Search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in the iTunes podcast section today. I want to thank everybody that has downloaded the shows, listened to the shows, over 600 of them available for you and adding every single week. And for those of you that have listened in, you know this. For those of you that are just tuning in now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the show goes live at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on WakeUpCallDT.com, so make sure you listen into that. Today is a very special day, a privileged day for many of high school athletes all around the country. These student-athletes making their decision official on National Signing Day here in 2016 for the incoming class for college football. And I am joined by Kendall Coleman here with me on the phone right now on National Signing Day, fresh off of signing his national letter of intent and sending it into Syracuse, the defensive end from Cathedral High School in Indianapolis, Indiana, who verbally committed on January 15th, 2016, then came out to visit Syracuse in the big weekend of January 22nd through the 24th, and now he is here with me on National Signing Day after making everything officially orange. Kendall, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Now, Kendall, first and foremost, I want to go into your story a little bit because you had a good relationship with Mike Hart, and he had you connected to Western Michigan. So bring me into your recruitment and what it was like. Western Michigan was the team that you had really been thinking about, spending a lot of time up there, going to visit and whatnot, building a relationship with Mike, and then Mike Hart decided to come to Syracuse. So let everybody know kind of how everything started with Mike in Western Michigan and how that led you to Syracuse.
Yeah, all right. So it started around last year. I just got a couple of offers from Miami of Ohio and some small schools, a few other MAC schools like that. And Western Michigan came into the front office as I got called down to the office, and I'm sitting there with my head coach, and it's Coach Fleck and Coach Hart. And I've never heard of these guys, never seen them before or anything like that. And my head coach tells me that Coach Hart used to play for the Colts, and basically that kind of got my attention. But after getting to meet them and getting to know them, I liked what I was hearing, and so I decided to take a visit up there. So I went up there maybe a week or two later and fell in love with the place and everything that was going on. But the guy who really kind of convinced me to come back and, like, really make it my own was Coach Hart. And so I went back up there again and decided to commit. And I've been committed to them pretty much almost for a year. I decommitted in January of this year, so 2016, so it's been almost a full year, which was kind of odd to look back on. But after doing some heavy thinking, after Coach Hart and Coach Reynolds left Western Michigan, my family and I kind of got together and started talking and decided that my best relationship was with those two coaches. And those two coaches helped pull me into where I am right now and give me the opportunity that I got right now, because obviously before the head coach sees the film, it goes down to the recruiters, and the recruiters make up their mind on whether the kid's able to play or not. So then we took a step back and decided, well, let's look at it from the aspect of not including the coaches, just Western Michigan, not including the coaches or football, just Western Michigan versus Syracuse. And obviously you put those two schools on the tipping scale, and Syracuse was.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food. where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cuban. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
And when you look at that situation and you look at that tipping scale, what is it about Syracuse, between Syracuse and Western Michigan? Like you said, Syracuse would win every time. What is it that Syracuse has that really called out to you?
Well, my cousin played college football. He played at small school. We played at Butler here in Indiana. And he pointed out to me that, like, what happens after football, you know? Like, football's great and all, but What about the next 20 years of your life? And that's something that Syracuse can really set up for me, is making sure that I have connections, and the education at Syracuse is just unmatched, you know? And so then when you add football and all that good stuff into it, there's a lot of good competition out there, but it's a different level of competition in the ACC. And that's something that I was glad to have the opportunity to be a part of.
When you look at the competition in the ACC, like you said, a different level, about Syracuse itself, you know, if a bunch of ACC schools came at you right now in the 11th hour, you know, and let's say it wasn't National Signing Day, let's say it was 3 weeks before National Signing Day, would you still stick with Syracuse, or would you be open to other ACC schools? I mean, is there something about Syracuse, when you look at the entire ACC, that really attracted you, even if all of them had offered you?
I'd be with Syracuse. I mean, there's people out there who say that you don't commit because you're following the coach, but that's where my trust is right now, with Coach Hart and Coach Riddles. Those two guys kind of put the, when I was going through some bad grades and tough times last year, those two guys put their trust in me to help me and get everything right back on the right track. And so I have a lot of trust in those two guys to not only help me stay on the right track, but help further my progression in football and my books and just as a human being. So Syracuse is where it would be, for sure.
So like you said, they say don't follow a coach, but you have that connection with Mike Hart and Vincent Reynolds, and you felt like that was the right place for you to be is where they are. I want to start with Mike Hart, the running backs coach at Syracuse that was over at Western Michigan and now obviously with the Orange and recruited you once he went over to Syracuse as well. What do you like about Mike Hart? What draws you to him? What makes Mike Hart a coach worth following to a different school?
I don't know. It was kind of different with Hart. It wasn't like talking to a coach, you know. You first meet a coach, you're kind of trying to stay clean cut, give him all the right answers and stuff, tell him what he wants to hear. But with Hart, it was just kind of like talking to a friend or talking to a family friend or somebody just casually having a conversation. There weren't any awkward moments. There weren't any moments where I was just kind of pure nervousness. He made jokes, I made jokes, and we just continued the conversation. And that was whether it was grades or football or life or whatever was going on. And then also, what definitely helped a lot was the relationship that he has with my parents. He got along with my parents great. And my mom, obviously, like, my mom and dad loved him from the minute that they met him. My dad remembered him from when he was playing for the Colts, and then my mom just thought he was a genuine, nice guy and liked him a lot. And our families just kind of connected like that. And so that helped a lot with my relationship with him and us becoming so close.
And then as far as Vincent Reynolds, the defensive line coach for Syracuse that was over at Western Michigan as well, he's going to be your position coach. He'll be working with you directly. What is it about Vincent Reynolds that you like, that you felt like you wanted him to be the guy that's going to teach you at the college level?
Yeah, Coach Reynolds is a great guy. The way that he and I had conversations where it was just like some kids just didn't get it and some kids do. And no matter what we were talking about, he and I were just kind of on the same page about stuff. We just kind of understood each other without having to go into a deep explanation of what we were talking about. And so that helped a lot. And then, like I said, with what I was going through with my kids and all that stuff last year, he and Coach Hart helped pull me back out of that and get me set on the right track. So that allowed me to trust him, put my confidence in him that he would help lead me as a football player and, like I said, as a young man, period.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMSpizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
And as you move forward with this staff and look at Mike Hart as well as Vincent Reynolds, Dino Baber is the head coach of this team. What is it about him that you like, that you enjoy when you went on your official visit from January 22nd to the 24th and you got to be around Dino? What do you like about Dino Babers, about the head of this new Syracuse movement?
The thing that I like most about Coach Babers is that he seems like just a regular guy. You know, off the field, and when he's not decked out in blue and orange, I mean, you would assume that by his stature, you would assume that he played football or played some sport or that he just works out a lot. But other than that, the guy, he just seems like a normal guy, like your average American dad. Nothing flashy about the guy or anything like that. That was comforting because it was like, I'm going to be playing for somebody that's just like the home that I come from, basically, you know?
Yeah. And when you have that, when you have somebody that reminds you of your home, what are the family values that really stick with you when you look at your life, Kendall, when you talk about playing for a coach that makes you feel like you're back at home in Indianapolis, Indiana? What does Dino Babers have that you have in your household? What are some of those values that you feel like you grew up with that he's also going to have in your new home at Syracuse?
Well, I mean, obviously, books come first, so that's number one. Got to make sure that your books are on point. And then two was just the way that you act, how you go about carrying yourself in front of other people. You know, you got to be on point with how you're acting, how to be cordial with other people. And so that meant a lot to me. And then also the aspect of just, he's not going to let us fail. And when we're wrong, he'll correct us, not just punish us. And so that was a huge deal with me because, yeah, we're kids. We're all kids out here. We're going to make mistakes. And I want somebody to help guide me, not just punish me when I make a mistake. But also I kind of drive the backbone of perseverance. Like, he's not going to let us give up. He's not going to let us just stop or on whatever we're doing. We got to keep going until we finish it.
And when you talk about keeping going until you finish it, Kendall, what drives you? What is something that's kind of stuck with you, like you said, with your schoolwork, on the field, in life in general? When you have adversity, when you hit a roadblock, when there's something standing in front of you, what has driven you to get past it, get over it, get through it? What are those things that have driven you to stay focused?
A major thing for me is just not everybody gets to be where I am. There's a lot of guys out there there's a lot of people out there who just couldn't make it where I am for whatever reason, whether that be injuries or grades or if their life got cut short or what. They just but couldn't get to the point that I'm at right now. And so it's like, take advantage of it while you're here. Because, I mean, obviously that could be taken away in a heartbeat. And then also some motivation, some extra motivation for me is that my sister doesn't really let me, she's kind of like a coach favorite. She doesn't let me stop. If I start something, she's on my backside until I finish it.
What is it about their relationship with your sister? You, like you said, she's on your backside until you finish it. If you start something, you have to finish it. What can you say about your sister and your relationship and what she means to you?
I mean, I've always looked up to her. I've always envied her in the mindset that her entire life she's been a 4.0 student. So that's while being an athlete. So that's crazy. But no, she, I don't know, she just, since we were little kids, she's always looked out for me, been watching out for me, protecting me, and always had my back. So that always stuck with me. Whenever I had a bad game, like, she'll be the first person to tell me that I played horrible one game, but also be the first person to tell me, look, we're going to pick back up, we're going to bounce back, and you're going to play better next game too.
Before I let you go, Kendall, I want to take a look at your strengths that you feel like you have, as well as the pieces that you want to work on. When you look at the defensive end position, what are your best attributes? What do you feel like you're doing well right now that has truly given you the success you have? What are some of the best pieces of your game?
I think a huge key to my game is just coming off the line quickly. You know, there's a lot that can happen within the first few seconds of the ball being snapped, and whoever gets off the line the fastest is most likely going to win that battle. And then also a huge key to my game is just hustling. There's a lot of, like, half of my film from varsity is me sprinting 20 yards down to go catch a guy that safety or somebody should have had, you know? Just not giving up on the play until it's actually over.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do at Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air! Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch, and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
And then as far as what you want to work on, Kendall, what are some of those pieces of your game that you really want to hone in on, focus on between now and when you come to Syracuse in the latter part of June? What are you really looking at that you want to get better moving forward?
I'm going to work on my overall speed. Not my quickness, but my speed. Like, I'm coming off the line is quickness, but when I'm hunting people down 20 yards away, that's something I need to work on, getting there faster. I just had shoulder surgery in December, so I need to work on getting my hand speed back too, along with strength. And that was something that I struggled with in all high school. Is my sophomore junior year, really I could get away with using my speed, but if I got into a hand to hand battle with a guy, I got chest to chest with a guy, there really wasn't much for me to work with. My strength wasn't necessarily there. And so that's something that I really want to work on, so that I can go from speed to power in an instant.
And as you move forward here, Kendall, looking at Syracuse, I want to give you an opportunity here to talk with Syracuse fans and just what you want them to know. What does the future of Syracuse football look like with Kendall Coleman moving forward?
That's a good question. That's a story that's untold. I can say that it's promising. Hopefully I'm blessed to not have any more injuries or anything like that, but I can promise the fans that I'm going to get after it every day in practice and get after it every day in the game. So regardless of what I'm going through, my energy will always be there.
And then as far as your mission statement, who you are, not just as a student, not just as a player, but as a person, who is Kendall Coleman? What is your mission statement?
I guess something that I'm passionate about, like, that's a tough one. I want to win and everything, but off the field, just as a normal guy, I want to see a smile on everybody's face. I want to be a part of the community, you know? I want to help the people at the top and the people at the bottom in whichever way I can, and just make sure that we're all inclusive and together as a family.
And it being a family, how are you going to celebrate now that you've signed that letter, now that everything is officially orange? How are you going to be celebrating this with your family?
They'll probably let me choose my favorite restaurant like they do on my birthday, and we'll just go out to eat there. And then I'll probably meet up with some of my friends later who have also signed their letters and go hang out with them, and we'll all celebrate and reminisce on high school football and how long it seems to be ago.
What's it going to be like for you to leave Indiana? Is that going to be a difficult piece for you? Or are you comfortable heading over to Syracuse and being a little bit away from home? How are you looking at that?
When I was younger, actually, when I was I wanted to stay in state. I couldn't imagine getting or being away from my family or anything like that. But now that I'm older, it's like I'm ready to go. I want to get out and explore the rest of the state, if not the world, and just see what else is out there. See where I like the best, and what matches me. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out there to New York.
All right, Kendall. Well, I truly appreciate that. I know a lot of people out here are appreciating the fact that you chose Syracuse, the fans that are listening in, and I appreciate you coming onto the show and sharing National Signing Day with me. And I look forward, Kendall, to having you back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. We got plenty of time to talk and plenty to come up, so I look forward to having you back on the show. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.